This is Ruth Amann, A-M-M-A-N-N, The Child, Sand Play, September 12, 1992, tape number 3 of 4.
It's me, yeah?
Yes.
And in it, there is a movement for L, mm-hmm. like in light,
mm-hmm.
and it goes just like that.
Yes, right.
So it's like it's opening up.
It is true what you say, that's the same image we have in the old runen, in the runes. Is that's the rune for I. It's true, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah?
I see the letter M. I think that's what that shape is, that old
letter. Letter M. And what would this mean, the M? You don't know, but you think it is an M. We shall see. I think we have one more and then we stop, because then I am tired. One more picture. That's this. What you see here is a face. That's what she said. And you have in each eye, you have a clown upside down. The head is down, the feet are up. This is another clown. And there is a kind of Snoopy or something like this, because I didn't have more clowns. She wanted to have 4 clowns. And now I think we know what's going on, because the clown and the trickster are very important figures. Do you all know this? The clown and the king. It's the reversal of the power. During the famous 12 nights in winter, you know this, between Christmas and the Epiphany, the 6th of January, what we call in German the 12 Rauhnächte. In these nights, the king became the clown and the clown became the king. So all the values were upside down. It's time also of Carnival, of course. And I think now we know that something will turn around. Do you agree with me? I feel now we are ready for eating. Yes. It will be a little bit easier after the break, because now we are coming in another kind of world with her. Okay. With Elsa for a while, and then we have a look at the boy. Yeah? So that was the turning point in her process. And now we will go on and see the next one.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes?
The clown's inverted.
Yes?
What's your thought about that?
Exactly what I said. It's the reversal of the energy. We will now experience a different. Is it okay? Yeah. A different approach to the process. You will just see it in the next picture. Yes. You see, that's a completely different picture. I tell you, because now she talked more. During these pictures, she said more, and it was much nearer to her consciousness. She said, this is a Virgin Mary, here too, with the child, and this is a hero. It's an Irish hero, this one. And she said, is a very common little house. A normal little house. So he is tired. She said he wants to come home. Down. So I asked her about the feathers. I said, but that's amazing, these feathers around. And she said, yes, this is the aura. The aura of the different elements we have. Different colored auras. And I think that's a very interesting idea. You see, it shows that we come out of the earth, we are going into the spiritual or in the subtle energy world now. If the aura is dominant, it's different. And I think what is very important for us, we had always this growing movement. Now it's going down from there. Horrible. No, I am. It's the sweater. Okay. Yeah, is it okay now? So the process comes now from above down. Let's see the next pictures. Here too, she liked very much this picture. And she said it's going from this demonic mask, Buddha, Christ, and this is a pagoda, down. Also, the process goes from left hand, death, toward life. And what did she mean by this? She had developed a lot in the last weeks. And she started to read now about spiritual things or religion in her own way. And she started a kind of discussion with herself. So she, in a way, did come down from her grandiose ideas onto a human level, onto a more personal level. And this, she said, is going from death to life. Because being in a grandiosity, in a world of grandiosity, in an abstract world where she was not at home, was actually death for her. That's what she said now. Yeah. This is an interesting picture. Here, the whole process starts here where the skull is. All these bicycles and the little people here are going here and down here. Here you see Buddha. Buddha has a scale. And she said this stone symbolizes the world. And she said something that touched me very much. She said, Buddha symbolizes for me my deepest inner religious feeling. So there was something in her. Her, in the Jungian language, the feeling function is the subjective valuing of things. So that Buddha symbolizes her deepest feeling side, and the picture shows that the energies are going, they are kind of gewogen, balanced by this inner feeling and come down to the world. And here we see this blooming tree and a donkey. There are lots of interpretations for the donkey, but at the end she said, she came to the end, the solution, the donkey would represent the suffering body. It has to do with the suffering and the body. And so she comes to a completely different attitude. It is a human attitude between blooming and suffering. And what makes the differentiation is her feeling side, inside. You have this movement.
What is the black? But there's
no hole. Oh, it's also a bicycle. There are two red and one black bicycle. That's what we had at this moment. Okay. Could we have the next one? Yes. Now here again, you see three kind of archetypal figures. This is Buddha. This is Jeanne d'Arc. Here is the goddess of music. And she said, Elsa, the movement goes like this. Down, down, down. This snake symbolizes the earth, earth energy. The concrete earth. So here we have a movement from the archetypal world down to the concrete earth. And in between, the go-between is this huge black turtle. So what's going on here? What do you feel? What do you see? What is the turtle for you?
Transition.
Transition?
Holds the world on his back.
Yes. Does anybody have turtles at home? Yeah.
Well, a turtle is like a crab. It carries its house.
Also. The turtle has a very strong, strong instinct. If my turtles came out of the cage, they went directly down to the water. No obstacle was too big. They would go zack, down to the water. The turtle has a very strong instinct. And the turtle has a way to go steadily, slowly. There is a beautiful image in the I Ching. I think it's the image of the nourishment, I think, 27. And there you have the image of the magic turtle. And there the magic turtle means independence, self-containment, strength. And I think that's is what she did not have in the beginning, but it seems that she comes to this now. And I would say, I felt very much that this turtle would balance inferiority and grandiosity, because a turtle goes like this, not with 7 mile steps, and not sitting down and not moving like a depressed person. This turtle goes on. I like the turtle very much in sand play. It shows up a lot. And it has always to do with a quiet way of being, of going steadily, of a kind of self, assurance, or do you say so, Selbstsicherheit? Certain. Self-confidence, yes. So this, but you see, the process is going down now, coming to the earth. So we have, she did, in this phase, she did redimension her grandiose ideas and fantasies, and she came on a human level adapted to her capacities and to her life. Shall we see the next one? And now, somebody mentioned the Garden of Eden. She calls this picture the Garden of Eden, and she said, the woman on the left hand and the man on the right hand, they must meet here. And when they meet, then the energy will move. This is the static energy. And now, then, after the meeting of both sides, the energy will move. And I think that's a very clear image, isn't it? After the conjunctio of the two parts, the energy will move on. Do you have... What do you feel about it?
go back to that body chest shape too. Remember who talked? Did you talk about the voice or the? There's now a flower up in that area.
She thought it would be beautiful. That's the most important. She liked it. Animals are coming. That's the Garden of Eden, has everything.
I mean, it feels very lively.
Mm-hmm.
Also peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Strength and
mm-hmm.
peace.
Mm-hmm.
She has one character in there that seems to be consistent with a lot of the same traits as Master Snake.
For the symbolism of the snake, I think first of all is energy, potential energy or moving directed energy. The snake, it depends what kind of energy, a green snake, a golden snake, a black, it's always a bit different, but the snake has to do with, you have for instance the Kundalini snake. You have the old Celts used to call the earth energy vivre, the energy coming out of the earth, vivre, a word which is has the same root as vivre, la vie, the life, and wipper in German is the same word. Probably you would say viper or something like this. So the energy is. But the moving energy and the potential energy. You have to find out yourself what kind. It is by the color, of course, or if it is dangerous or not. But here you see there is energy, potential energy, and it will start to move when the two sides will meet. Yeah?
Am I right to think that there are two persons?
Yes, a woman and a man.
That's pretty clearly defined, the bridges there, but they're pretty... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they will come together. We will see now what happens. What comes out, actually, is movement and joy. You see? They are dancing. All kinds of people are dancing. Yes, they are together, but I think these two represented her parents. Because during the time, it came up that she had to take care for her mother also. Because the mother was again in the hospital and could not walk, and it was very, very difficult. But after this growing process, Elsa could deal with her mother. She could be with her. She could accept her much more, her illness, and she took care for her. It was a different attitude she had afterwards.
Was one of the characters there in her?
Pardon?
Did she represent?
No, she did not. The whole thing is myself, she said. She was happy at this moment. Yeah?
Do you ever say to a client, are you in this?
Yes, sometimes I could ask. I could. Yeah. You see, that this comes out of the dialogue. But we talk together and so on. But what you see here, the conjunctio of the two opposites brings always a lot of joy and movement. There are other examples. For instance, in the book, in the case of Eva, when the conjunctio of sun and moon takes place, you will see a lot of people are dancing around. It's freeing energy. Energy starts moving. Next picture. Now we start another phase in this in this process. And these pictures are not one after the other in a week. There are longer intervals between, because what happened? Elsa had now to confront herself with her ex-husband, because this man, she lived in a house, in a one-story house, and he said, Elsa, look, I want to move in this house with my new wife and the children I have now, and I build a little house for you on top of this house. Now, you can imagine, this was a story. And Elsa had to confront him, and she had to say no. And this was very difficult, because he was an extremely charming man. And he would give her a new car, and he would convince her, and he would her give this and this and this. And I think he used her for a second mother. And the next picture you will see have to do with this time. She said, I had so much to struggle with my husband, so the pictures are superficial. I don't think it's really true, but she said so. But you will see a lot of ribbons and a lot of bridges and things coming together. I think the energy just... No, let's do this. The energy just moved back and forth and back and forth. First we had this, then this, and now it's struggling left and right. So she had to fight with him, and therefore we had a lot to talk in analysis. And it was also a legal situation. You know, she had to fight with him. And this, you will see the next picture. What came out was a rather good solution at the end. She could stand up against him. Yeah? It's different. You feel it immediately. Something is different. But she tries to bridge, to bring together things.
Did she refer to the ribbons as part of the superficiality, or what were the ribbons?
Yes, she thought the ribbons would be aesthetical, too nice, too beautiful. But it has something of a bride in it, a bridal, huh? I always thought, what's going on? Is she falling in love or what? But she was falling in love, but not with a man outside. I think she fell in love with her own inner man, with her strength. Next picture. Here again, you see, what I felt was extremely good were the coming of these white horses. Horses are good energies, and they come in. It's kind of wild energy, white, but I felt it was helpful for her.
What are the figures at the top in that shadow here?
You mean here?
Yes.
These are three little Swiss musicians and the boy and the girl. Five. Two owls, and here we have the white birds we know already.
What's in the lower right?
This here was I think it was a cat, a kind of animal there. Not very much. She did it, and probably we talked about the organization of this house construction or something. How she wanted to do it, and what she could say and what she could not say, It was a difficult. Let's see the next one. Here perhaps you can see something. The move in. Mm-hmm. And there's the house in the upper left.
The horses look like they're gathering strength.
Are those frogs in the upper left? Frogs and turtles. And look at the waters. The water, what does it look like?
Wings
or footprints. She said herself, oh, this looks like footprints. And I think it has really to do with the standpoint she gained in this moment.
The horses are heading away from the house. That's free energy.
I don't think so, no. The horses come in from the left and they would probably go through the alley to the house. That's what she... Yeah. They came in from the left, from this, the corner where usually the new impulses come from the lower left side. The new impulses, the more from the unconscious, so come in here. Very often we see, I hope you agree with me, that new things show up first there in a kind of archetypal form and then come in to the whole thing.
The previous tray, with her Buddhist interest, reminded me of yin-yang symbol.
It had something in it, yes. But I think a few weeks after this, she found her standpoint, really, with her husband. Sorry? And this came now about 3 weeks later. And what do you see? The feminine symbol. Peaceful. We will see about the skull. That's kind. It could also be a uterus, this, or an ankh, sign of life. Or anyhow, the energy is moving toward another conjunctio. That's what we see. The golden, the essence of the values. Yes. It is as going to the stone of the alchemist, of the opus. And then, in the meantime, she had learned a little bit about Jung. And this is interesting because she said, here we have the four elements. And how? The tree would be the earth, that's clear. Sensation, she said. This is the fire. And the fire, she did not say, as Jung said, the feeling. She said inspiration. That's the old way the old people looked at the elements. I'll tell you later. Buddha, of course, is feeling here. And the skull is thinking. Intellectual thinking is the skull. Now we remember the skull had been here once, and it, for her, the thinking was death, the feeling was life. You probably know that Jung said he always connected red and fire with feeling, but in the Renaissance time, it was different. They started with the water, feeling, and the earth, sensation. Air was thinking, and the fire was inspiration or intuition. Inspiration. And they had the belief that there was a huge fire behind the sky, and the stars would be the holes in the sky. So the inspiration. I think it's a very nice way of looking at things. The inspiration, at the holy fire inside. But we feel probably you all feel that we are coming to a central point in this. It's also the hermetic vessel here, this uterus like thing. The energy goes now in there, we see it goes to the center.
You said Buddha is this feeling, and this before it was the spirit.
No feeling. For her, it was her inner, deepest feeling side. Yeah, that was her personal, subjective feeling, yes. Yeah, in a spiritual corner, but that's no contradiction. Shall we go on? Now you see, we have seen this form before, very early. Am I in your... Is it okay? Here it is kind of spine and the head, something. And then we have this, this is a white woman in the place of the heart. I think we see clearly that things are coming together. Let's see the next one. Now, this was a very important picture for her. She put her hands in the sand. And then she had all these green little frogs and turtles here. You see the green animals and the green feathers. And then between the hands, as if the hand would hold it, was the golden tree. And what you see, the little pearls underneath, she said, this is a well. The water is coming back. And what happened? She meditated a lot over this picture. She came again and again and she said, what does it mean, these green hands? And then we could say green fingers are significant for people who have a gift for nature, to can handle nature and so on. No, she said, that's not what it is. And she looked at it and then she said, I should use my hands more. And she did always paint a little bit. She did paintings, but after this picture, she started to sculpt. And she did. She went to learn how to sculpt the stones, to become a sculptor. It was a long process. I tell you this now in short words. But this was the beginning of her career as a sculptor. And I think it is amazing because you remember what she looked like in the beginning, as small and flat and two-dimensional, dry. And now the water had come back. Her creativity came out again and she started to work as a sculptor. Tiny person and huge stones. And I think it is amazing. She worked in the morning to earn her life, as far as she had to earn it. And in the afternoon, she would do sculpting. Now, I think the real sculpting started here, but it was a long process.
Let me ask about the depression again. Was that lifting?
The depression went slowly, slowly away. And this was the turning point, really. When she started to work in a creative way, the depression went away. She had found her well, her water of life.
What did she look like?
At this point, she looked just more normal. She was always an elegant person, of course. She was elegant, that was her way. But she looked different, stronger. And the nails have been cut. It's very interesting to observe this detail. This was about 1 year and 8 or 9 months now. You have seen the first pictures and then we had longer intervals and we had a lot of holiday because she had holiday when I had not and I had holiday when she had so not, and so it was a bit she had long breaks in between. So that's the next picture, and the yin-yang, you see it here. I think things are coming together. Dark side, light side, and the two, the black and the white horse, and then the foot and the white elephant, and then is a red snake there, a little horse, a child, and a stone. The center point is a stone. That's an interesting question. And the bicycle points to the black birds, huh?
Is that maybe independence? I mean, you can get up on a bicycle, you don't need anything.
I think it has to do with independence, because you move by your own energy. And when she did this picture, she was aware of the bicycle pointing to the, after she had done it, of course, to the dark birds, and she said, there will come a lot of darkness. There will come it. It will come a lot of darkness. And it came. Because the situation in her family, mother and father, became worse and worse. She had to take care for her mother more and more. Her father, he was still in the family house, but he was not healthy at all. And she had a lot to do and a lot to struggle with it, these two things. And I think I can tell this now. After the process had finished, a few months later, her father died, not her mother. But she told me later that she could be with him before his death and when he died and after. And she said, I talked with him for hours after he was already dead. And she was with him, and she could follow him. And this was great for her, because she, with her hopping life and hopping around, she had gained a kind of depth. She had something. And I think I was very touched when I heard this, that she held him when he died, and she was with him after, for 3 hours. She stayed with him. And the mother is still alive now, but still in the hospital, and she goes and takes care for the mother. Now the next picture. Or did you not see your... Didn't? Now you see, here we come to a centered picture. It is a circle, and you have this figure in the center. The star lady, or the goddess, or what you want to call her. And the energies are circling around. I think, that's my interpretation, we have the physical energies, the body, and the spiritual. And in between is Buddha. Buddha is the link between the self and herself. What do you think about it? It would be interesting.
Is she a Christian?
Yes. Why do you ask this?
Because she uses Buddha somewhere.
It's a good question. But I tell you that many of my clients, when it comes to religious aspects, especially the children, they would use Buddha. And why? Because Buddha has a kind of soft attitude. It's a kind attitude. And Buddha is alive. Mm-hmm. Our Christian God is always dead. He is nailed to the cross. It's a dead God. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to have a dead God. The children like Buddha very much, and also the adults. That's an image.
Hmm? Is the figure, the upper figure, is that an Asian figure above the Buddha? I can't tell what it's.
That's the star lady. That's the figure I did myself once. It's a figure that is used very much. I think it has to do with a kind of spiritual mother, or with a spiritual center, I would say here it probably is the symbol of herself in the Jungian sense, the feminine. It's not the earthly mother, it's the spiritual mother.
And the face, is it a Western face?
Yes, it's just a normal face. Yeah.
What's
yeah?
the significance of the movement being counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise, I would say the movement is more going inward, introversion. Clockwise is more the extroversion, or with what is your experience?
The giraffe.
Hmm?
The giraffe. I was curious about
the giraffe.
The giraffe? Yeah.
Oh, I think there was not the special significance. I think she took these animals because they are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Centered on looking ahead toward spirituality, maybe prognostic, but behind her is the animal strength, the instinct, the earth, the groundedness.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that, the positioning of the animals right now behind her, like the movie, but that looks like her in the present moment, sort of a scenario, with her strength
yes.
and the instinct behind her.
Yeah. A strong back she has.
Purity.
Hmm?
Purity.
That's something interesting. When we come to the end of a process, always the santé is quite empty. Only essential things are in it, and it comes to the most important. There is not so much to say about it. Yes, it's true. Yeah?
I have another impression about the animals, which is they seem mostly to be African animals. And I just got this sense of, again, going back to Africa and the wandering part of her, perhaps, and the desert journey. And it looks like here is Buddha kind of as a witness, and then the serpent as a witness.
It is very possible, but Oman is not in Africa. She has never been in Africa. Never before.
I mean in terms of Africa as the source.
You mean in this case, yeah. It is possible what you say, but I rather think it has to do with the strength of these animals. The elephants and the I think she has never seen elephants and giraffes and lions in nature.
This is the first time she used a giraffe.
Yes.
And the giraffe, to me,
yeah.
is very tall.
It has this
overlook.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, thinking of the first sand tray where she was so surprised by her primitive expression, and it seems like here is part of the dance and is part of her consciousness and part of who she is now.
Yes, she's a different person. Well, after this, I will show you the last picture. She did one more picture, and then she left. Animals can come and drink here. There is water, and the old lion is going away, she said. The old lion, I think, we didn't touch the point, but I think it had to do with her ex-husband. Mm-hmm.
You say that when the process is coming to an end, there are just a few things. Do you have an intuitive feeling that it's done? Does the client say, I think I'm ready to stop?
First of all, you see it when the energies are centering and come to a center point. You saw it before it's coming together. And then when it center, it was a kind of mandala, what we had before. And then you, that's something I cannot explain you, but when you come to the self, to the representation of the self, you feel it. It is something in the air. It has a kind of, it's difficult to say, but it has a kind of holy atmosphere in it. And you feel it now, we are here. And some people go on after this, some stop then. It's very possible that she comes back one day. It is possible because life goes on. But here, you feel, it has come to an end. Now she can go on in her life with another attitude. What? Hmm? Do you have... I perhaps tell you, I have seen her 1 year ago, and I found her completely changed. She was still small and elegant, but she was an absolutely natural woman. Natural, and I was really surprised to see her sculptures. She did good work, and I feel she has a balanced life now. Of course, there are many things going on and so on, but she looks happy and creative.
What kind of sculpture did she get?
What kind of... would you want to know if these are concrete or abstract? Or
right.
More abstract sculptures. Very much in the way the first picture looked like. The raven rabbit, something like this. It had something, it had always a spiritual content in it, but not little children or animals or so, just concrete. Mm-mm. All about that, like this, granite or marble, hard stone. And she's still doing some painting, still living alone, living on top of the house of her husband. But it's interesting to see. She's absolutely private there. She could manage that he has no view, and she does not look down. She is there, separate from him. Has her own stair, has her own thing, everything separate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you like to know more about her? Shall we leave Elsa? Okay. Then, are you now able to jump over to Simon, the boy?
Yes.
I tell you a little bit about Simon. He was 13 years old when he came to see me. He lived at this time in a home. And this is a very special home. It is called Werkschule, a working school. This means the leader of this school and his wife have studied what we call Sonderpädagogik, special pedagogic for difficult children. They live with a family of three children in a kind of farmhouse. It's a big, big house. And they have two teachers, a school teacher and a teacher who is doing handcraft. So they have animals there, and they have land for vegetables and fruits and so on. And they have about 8 to 10 boys between 12 and 16 years. This is what we call the Sekundarschule, the second grade. We have 5 elementary classes, in primary classes in Switzerland, and then you have the 4 necessary years to the first degree in school. There you can stop. So this is Sekundarschule. And all these boys have a very, very difficult background. They come from broken homes. They came partly from other bigger homes. They had been criminals and so on. And they go to school there and they work and they live in the same place. It is actually a very good place, but also very difficult. And Simon was one of these boys. His background was, his mother was English and the father was Sicilian. Big opposites. And the father raped the mother. So the mother had this boy, and as soon as Simon was born, he was adopted by a Swiss couple. And this Swiss couple was came out of a kind of secte. A sect, do you call this also? You, what is any secte? A religious?
Yeah.
A sect, yes. And they were very, very pietistic. The father would know exactly what is right and good and evil. This is good and this is evil. This is white and this is black. That's how he educated Simon. And the mother was a kind of weak person, also very pietistic. So Simon had a brother, not his real brother, also an adopted boy. So two boys in this family, Swiss family. And both of these boys were very difficult to educate. And very soon, Simon would not go to school, would steal, would do this and this and this. And he came in a home, in a bigger home, with many boys. And he would escape twice. And then he became a criminal because he was stealing big things and doing very bad things. This was good, actually, because then for the first time he got what we call a legal assistance or something like this. Mm-hmm. And this man would bring him to this home. This home is called Grundhof. And that was a happy event for Simon, because there he could live at least. And the Grundhof people would take care for him, and for quite a while it was quite good. But he was always difficult in school. He was stealing a lot. He was doing all kinds of, you know, what boys do. And he was very violent. He looked like a little devil. It is true. He was very, very black. Had a very low front and black eyes. And he used to have his hair like this, black hair like this. And he liked this look. And then he used to wear red and black. Black boots, black leather jacket, red skirt. And you can imagine that he was a kind of auffällig, remarkable little person, I would say. He was so remarkable that the police picked him out all the time. He came from Winterthur, which is far from Zurich in my practice. And I tell you, nearly every time something happened with the police, he looked absolutely like a criminal. And they would ask him, do you have a ticket? He had not, of course. They would ask him, what is this and this? And he would use the money for something else and go without and so on. And but he came and he liked to come in my practice. And I think we had a very good relationship together. And I show you now his pictures, what he did. He came every week, and I would say it would stabilize, balance or stabilize, yeah? His stabilize his life. You will see now. 13, yes. This was his first picture. It's not a very good picture. You see an empty center, some trees, a stone, and lots of soldiers. They are all shooting to the center and to each other. It's war going on. One person, that's he is wounded. One wounded person is not carried away, but in. This is interesting. Comes in. So, what do you think about this picture? If you see such a picture of a boy. Intrapsychic attack.
Archetypal forces.
Do you understand the lady?
What did she say?
She said he's under tremendous intrapsychic attack with archetypal forces probably penetrating the ego.
I see that a lot with that same age group of boys, and it's like in the school arena, they are being attacked. Psychically, physically, verbally, by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see
right at the beginning. But who is attacked, actually? Interesting is that there is no center. Mm-hmm. It's an empty center. Would you speak louder so the others can hear you?
No ego still.
No ego, you would say, yes?
No self.
No self? This is more difficult to say. But I would say the ego is probably very, very, very weak. I worried when I saw this picture. I was not very happy about it because of the empty center. Now let's see the second.
Yeah. When you say empty center, there's a rock, why is that called empty? There's not a figure there?
Yes. There's nothing in it.
Would you still call it an empty center if the warring factors were done horizontally and the warring factors were here and there was just that?
I would say it's different in this case. But here they are kind of shooting to what, actually? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Not each other.
Yeah?
Like the ego has been overwhelmed.
Kind of. Let's see the next, then we can see more about it. I explain you the picture because it's a bit difficult. Oh gosh. Is it okay? Can you hear me? Okay. First he made this little street here. And here are sheep coming in, and that's the guide, the shepherd. This probably refers to the situation in school. Then he made this street over here. There's a monk and a priest. You see this goose and little going over, but the bridge has no way out. Huh? They are stopped here. Then we have this rather peaceful situation of cows and donkeys. Here is a stable with cows in it. It's quite peaceful. Here is a robber with a gun. Here an old woman comes in, and here we have a sheep and a fox together. You laugh? And then we have something very strange. Here, going right to the edge of the sand tray, there is a very sinister car. Two black horses and a red carriage. It's a kind of carrosse. And they run out there and are stopped. There is no issue. They can't go out there. No exit. So what do you think about these are goose and ducklings, you call it. Goslings. Yes.
What is in the center there, the dark?
That's the shepherd, this one. The guide of all these sheep. What do you, how do you feel with this?
Confused.
There's no safe place.
No safe place.
That the bridge going up, I think of, you talked about the Puritan parents, and when the bridge just goes to more of that.
There, yes.
Desperation.
Desperation.
Blocked.
Lots of structure going nowhere. Mm-hmm.
The fox and the sheep that are together there kind of gives me the impression of being.
It's strange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fox and the sheep together. Mm-hmm.
But how would you, is it possible to look at that and say, oh, there's a fox and a sheep? Is it also maybe there's the opposites together? Or maybe some hope, or if you don't know.
They look friendly there,
yeah.
Until now. But there is the robber behind. No. What do you think about this this carriage, this carriage up over there? Pardon, and now it's too much. What? One after the other. You said, and then you.
I said that it's spiritual, but there's a sinister old man there. And I guess my concern would be the energy is going for that sinister old man. Is that what you said?
No, the sinister. The carriage is sinister, and the black horses. But there is no way out here.
Yeah.
The carriage is blocked. A lot of power is blocked, black and red.
He
wears black and red, yes.
But it's a funerary quality to it.
Death-like, yes. It has something in it. Someone wanted to say something. I tell you, I was not glad about it. Is he suicidal? You must be
clear. Is he suicidal?
Suicidal, that was also one of my questions. Suicidal or? I think it could be also the, because it's a spiritual side, could be a psychotic danger. Something running out there or over the border or blocked. I didn't like the picture. Because I felt a danger, and I mean, I knew that there was a danger in him. But we will now, because the time goes on, go in a quiet but steady way through the pictures until to a certain moment, and see what you see. Yeah. Look at. I just tell you what he said. That's the music here. Yeah, the red figures are musicians, protected by military people, but attacked by cowboys, but they are going back to the fort. It's a kind of regression into the fort, for Texas it is. And he said they are going in there, they want to close the fort. I had the feeling he is withdrawing. He is going inward. Next picture. Here, he told me that's his house. And the owl is watching on top of the house. The frog is watching. Everything is watching. And the skull here, he said, The skull looks out to scare the people. So nobody would come near my house, he said, because they will be scared to death by the skull.
Like the clothes
he wears. Yeah, yeah. And like the face he puts on. He wanted to avoid this.
What was his association with the owl?
The owl. She would look out and watch the situation. I think he was very watching everything, precautious he was. Hmm? What's going on?
What is that little structure next to the frog?
His little hut with geese. They are also watching because they watch very well.
It's almost like in sequence from the last life that he regressed back into a protected area and now he's just kind of looking out to watch and do whatever he needs to do in there.
Very defensive. So, yeah. Next one. And this is amazing, isn't it? It is Buddha on a lotus. That's what he said. Behind this huge black horse and a kind of fence of musicians around. It's a touching and moving picture, I think. There is sand.
Has his view changed at all yet?
No, not at all. I think only here he could show a little bit of his inside. But what do you think about this huge black horse?
Makes me think of the Trojan horse.
Makes
me think of the Trojan horse.
Could come out.
A lot of dark
energy. Could also,
I have a sense that the horse and the embodiment of his self that is going inside to see what actually exists on the subtle side of himself. Like as if he were observing himself in that vulnerable place.
Could be. Could be, but I had always also the feeling that the horse had to do with his sexual side. With his violent side also.
Which would be opposite of the subtle and tender and vulnerable side.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah. It's coming up behind the Buddha.
From behind.
What other questions? The more the heavy metal or rock music?
Pardon?
Was the boy into music, into rock music, heavy metal music?
Of course. They all had. But this is a tender music here. That's not the rock music. What did you?
I thought it as somebody else said it was a challenge or a threat, just to post a threat with what you signed before.
I think what is here remarkable is this huge horse. It's kind of like an archetypal energy behind Buddha.
Drugs?
No. No, not at this time. Mm-mm.
The truth is in there as well. It's outside of the circle.
It's outside, but it, it is there. It is there, that's true. The next picture? Oh, that's from the front side. So we can go on. Next one. This dark picture is also a sad picture. What you see here is a kind of cave. On the right hand you have the tree. On the left hand are all the golden figures I had at this time. Buddha and the hero and the virgin. All the gold is left. And in the center, he said it's the grave of his mother. Also, it's a dark sand, and this is the grave of his mother. But it was not his personal mother or his adoptive mother. It was his mother. I think it is very important. And then you have on one hand the gold and on the other hand the tree.
How did you find out what mother it was?
What mother it was? Yes, I asked him. This time I asked him. He said it's the grave of my mother. So I said, which one? And he said, not this and not this. My mother. That's the center.
What's in the shell?
His mother.
Oh, literally.
Literally is the Star Lady. It's the same figure. In the shell. Water now? No, it's the it's a sparkling shell.
Would this be abandonment?
Abandonment? I think it is abandonment. Nothing but it's enormous. Yeah. Shall we see the next picture?
Did he show any emotions?
Yeah. His emotion was deep inside. He showed, yes. He showed much more emotion now, because what you see now, that's King Kong dominating the world. And all the monsters coming to King Kong. And also the golden snake is there. The next picture shows it from the side, so you see perhaps better.
So do you see the King Kong and the tremendous primal instinct of survival or
no
impulse?
It was power, pure power, because he said that's King Kong. That's what I would like to do, to be.
Grandiosity
and power, that's what he wanted. And he showed it, and when he talked to me, then it was aggression and power inside, and he wanted to be someone.
Was this right after the abandonment?
Yes, it was right after the defense against the abandonment. Yes.
What are the little figures right between the hill and the figure on?
These are these three gates. And if you go back, please, then you see it better. You see these Japanese gates. What do you call it? Tori.
Tori.
Tori. Yeah.
Sitting on a
hill? On the earth?
Uh-huh.
That's the earth.
Yeah.
Here. It's grandiosity. Mm. Mm. And all these archetypal animals coming toward him. Yeah?
How fast?
You mean in 1 hour or?
Did he come in?
Relatively spontaneous and fast, yes. Yes. Yes, there was a lot of energy to be transformed. He worked, yeah. And then we would talk about his daily life. Mm-hmm. That's now in the next one. Here you see something amazing. That's also Simon. He said, this is the great energy here. And it drops down the earth. He had his image of energy always. It's coming down. It's a kind of surprising archetypal image, is it? Can you see it? All the big crystal balls dropping down. It's like big water drops coming down.
Is that the same shell that held his mother in the earlier trip?
This, the same or similar. I have a couple of these shells, yes.
Question?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah?
I have a question. You say something that can just work at it. Does anyone ever do two trips? Do they ever say one, just one, do a second trip?
Sometimes. Sometimes, but I do not like it very much. I think it is, sometimes it's necessary, but it could also be an escape too much.
Is anyone in the back finished?
not finish? You mean go away? No, actually not. No. Mm-mm.
How appropriate is it when 50 minutes starts getting closer and closer to say we have 10 minutes left? I mean, if you have to stay within a time frame.
What would you do? What would you suggest?
We have 10 minutes left.
Okay, that's what you do. I think it's good to say now we have 10 minutes and then he knows. Perhaps you have also a clock in your room. Next picture. Here comes up a figure, an interesting figure. This white figure up here. This is a little sculpture of Rodin, the thinker, yes, like this. And he said, he took this figure for himself. He is the thinker, thinking over the world. An introversion. Next. Here again, he's thinking, looking at the world. Well protected, you see, by all these stones. Next one. Again. But here he has a kind of little garden. I think this has to do with his feelings. But he's always protected. Hmm?
What did he say was
in the this? No, he did not say anything. Do you mean the ball there? No, he didn't say anything. It comes up again. It has. We will see it again. Thinking. The next picture. This was another amazing picture. Here you see, he said this. He said we have different beings. The thinker, the horse, the shell, the bird in the center, and the snake. And each one has a certain amount of energy. And over the whole thing you have God. That's the whole energy. And from there the energy goes to each creature, living creature in the world. Mm-hmm. So he was a philosopher in a way.
What's the dark object to the right of the snake?
It's a bush. There's a bush. I think there's another picture of this, another view. Yeah? You see?
How did you compare these last 3 or 4 with the very first ones you did in terms of pathology?
Especially this one, the some of these piece pictures are very archetypal. You see this, very archetypal. And I think he had this archetypal world in him. And this was the danger in him. Because we reflected over this many times because he had also a psychiatrist at hand. He needed to see a psychiatrist from time to time. And the psychiatrist and I, the other psychiatrist, he did never look at the pictures, but we had a kind of dialogue because there was a danger that he would break through, that the psychotic, what do you call it, the breakthrough was come. Because we saw there is so much archetypal material that has no chance to come out really because of his defense. So we didn't know how it would end, the whole thing. So let's go on a little bit. Now again you see these strange images. Everything is going to the sun. And it's beautiful actually, the sun in the shell there. And all the golden figures are here. But these are not children. It's not a childish picture. It's not a childlike picture, I probably should say. Or have you ever seen pictures of children like this?
That looks like a Salvador Dali. That looks like Salvador Dali.
I don't understand you.
Salvador Dali.
Aha! A surrealistic picture. Yeah, it has. That's. I think the psychotic side in him.
Mm-hmm. In the shell below the sun.
The snake, the golden snake, is coming up. Mm-hmm. I think in itself the picture have a quality and the content important, but he could not bring it out in his life. Because outside he would steal, he would rob, he would do everything. He would even try to not to rape, but to damage little girls. He did everything. It was very, very difficult because in the school he would betray the others. And here he did this, and there he was a different person. Next picture. Now here, that's a strong image, you see. Now we have the dark, that's a demon on this side, an archaic demon. And here is the thinker, and he has gold around himself, and in this little thing is a treasure. Perhaps we see the next picture because it shows you what is in it. You see, that's a confrontation of the energies. But Elsa, she could bring things together at the end. Here, we do not know until now. I think it's extremely interesting also this dove on top of the thinker, like a crown or the...
Mm-hmm.
Pardon? It's a dove, it's the tail of the...
Mm-hmm. And the figure on this side is what, the marble?
It's a kind of demon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The devil. Mm-hmm. Next one. Now here he did put all the golden things into this circle of trees. To keep it together. Now we do not know, is the gold a treasure? Is it a spiritual treasure? Or what is it? But it is there together. Let's see the next one. Then you see again these pictures. So archetypal. Let's see the next one. Look. Strange things, difficult to understand. He would not have any contact with these pictures, not a relationship. He just did it. It was a strange part of him. It was not himself, actually. But he was a kind of...
How were you feeling?
Yeah, I must say, I was happy as long as he did not end in jail. Because we could stabilize him for a while. And it was not bad. And he was happy. When he came, he was happy. And he came every time. And he could at least tell me all the things. Because, you know, they have these kind of nests of all the stolen things. And he could give me this and tell me about it. So it was also very difficult for me. Because I knew many things about him and about what he did to the others and what he had stolen again and so on. But he had a kind of protected place there in the practice. And he liked to come, but I didn't feel very well with this archetypal material. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Now you see all the gold is over there. The music and the greening is kind of hedge against these animals. the devouring animals. Here, I got the idea that perhaps nature could help him. Nature, the greening of the nature. But it was not yet a time to discuss this because he had still, I think, half a year of school to do. Next one. The next one. What you see here is Buddha on top of this house. And there are soldiers and they defend this house. So we can assume that there is a precious nucleus in him, a precious center, but it could not come into come alive because he could not bring it out, especially not in the surrounding where he was. Next picture. Although this is a strange thing. Next one. Now, here we have the next is better. Let us see. Here you see it's a confrontation between the golden side and the other. It's a kind of dragon fight. Do you call this so? Drachenkampf. But it is strange that the snake is the golden side and this is the outer world probably. They meet and do not meet. It is no real bridge in between. Now you see him, that's what he said. He is up there. You see, it's a shaky tower where he is. Spiders. And this, he said, it's a compass, actually. And he said it could be also a clock to tell him the time. And now he is outside of the tree and looks down into a shell. The shell is empty. I had a feeling when I saw this, it had all to do with the dying of the mother. And we were not able to restore this mother.